This is a leg of the cow that we took off and molded for separate piece. What is this?
That's goat tail.
At Imbron's foundry in nearby Mount Morris, owner Jeff Adams and his team are working on a large sculpture called Soy Pod. It's the latest winner in an annual contest to create 10 pieces of art in 10 years. Linda Weathers is scraping clay off of a mold that's just one portion of an entire piece designed by Pamela Lee of Gray's Lake. The pod encases a goat, a calf, and a pig.
I just now pulled the clay off just a few minutes ago, and I'm just cleaning it up so we can reuse it.
It's a months-long process that involves breaking down the original design into individual parts. When it's finished, Soy Pod will join 8 other sculptures around Oregon, which showcase the town's Midwestern values and agricultural history. Artist Pamela Lee says that's where she drew her inspiration for this year's winning piece.
From the time I was small, I've always lived in areas that were surrounded by farms, and I wanted to show how soybean plants were so integral to our food chain. So it just seemed natural to depict the soy pod as having animals inside.
Another popular sculpture foundry owner Jeff Adams says is called Solar Reef.
The whole concept of that piece is the earth and planets and relationships to the sun, all of which have to do with agriculture as well. So it's up on top of the hill and it's orientated completely north and south. So when the sun comes up and hits it from the east, it just lights up.
The Solar Reef. I was born on the farm where that was placed. It's now belongs to the Park District.
I didn't know that. The Martin Farm.
The Martin Farm, right?
Yeah.
That's Chris Martin. He's a committee member for Oregon's Community Art Legacy. That's the group behind the 10 in 10 project.
It's just something that progressed from an idea of saying, you know what, we've got an amazing amount of talent here, and let's just do a program of 10 years and give something to the community that's going to be here after we're all gone. Just nice to be a part of a program like that.
Adams came up with the idea with some inspiration from a well-known sculptor, Laredo Taft.
He grew up in a small town, Elmwood, and he said at one time that the hometown is the dearest place on earth. Why not make it more beautiful?
4 of Taft's works are part of Oregon's Sculpture Trail, which began in 1911 with the creation of the Blackhawk statue. You could call this project a family affair. Jeff Adams' parents, Betty and Richard, are both involved with the Community Art Legacy. It's no surprise they're among the project's biggest fans.
This is one of my favorites, Cornball. That has had different reactions. If I can't talk about it, then it isn't a very good piece. But to me, it encompasses what we are all about here in this part of the world.
Surrounding Oregon is agriculture. Many of our sculptures directly depict agriculture or the environment.
Cornball sits outside the Oregon Coliseum. Each of the winning sculptors receives $2,000. More than 100 members of the Community Art Legacy have donated to the project. In Bronze covers the cost of casting. Adams says once the sculpture is ready, there's a small ceremony and the piece is handed over for a symbolic $1. The sites vary from public parks to a private bank. It's not been announced where Soy Pod will go. Organizers estimate the sculptures are worth around $300,000. But art lover Chris Martin says there's more to it than that.
You tell the story of the Midwest and the culture here, our background, where we've been, and probably maybe to a degree where we're going.
Soy Pod is expected to be unveiled in June. Next year is the final year for the contest. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.